the Rapids podcast is presented by Advocare, the official sports nutrition partner of the Colorado Rapids.
Has some angle. Can he find it? Oh, that is beautiful. Archie's got the speed. Has he got the touch? There's your answer.
Hello and welcome to the latest Rapids podcast with me, Richard Fleming. This is what we have coming up on this week's show.
I'll be driving the team on as much as I can, as well as the other leaders in this team, to drive us on to win as many matches as possible to force our way into the playoffs.
I want to play a lot of first team games and hopefully score a lot of goals and help the team win, most importantly.
I work every day two training sessions. It was not easy in the holiday, but at the end I'm super happy that I'm in a good fitness.
Yes, the voices heard there. Albania's finest, Shkelson Gashi, plus two of the new off-season signings, Jack McBean. And the first voice was that of Tommy Smith. He arrived from England this week. All spoke from the team's training camp in Tucson. They're there for the second leg of pre-season preparation in Arizona because it's not long now. Colorado Rapids take on Toronto FC in a Scotiabank CONCACAF Champions League game on February 20th at Dick's Sporting Goods Park.
What a wonderful goal from Dominic Badgy!
Get your tickets today at coloradorapids.com. Yes, get your tickets for that first match under new head coach Anthony Hudson against a Toronto side currently in Mexico. No doubt preparing their lungs for the altitude of Dick's Sporting Goods Park. Jack Price also arrived in camp this week, another of the off-season arrivals, the midfielder joining from Wolverhampton Wanderers. He had a training session in Commerce City on Tuesday. The team travelled to Tucson on Wednesday. Others expected to join the squad in Tucson, including Danny Wilson. And all will be wearing the new burgundy jersey that was officially unveiled on Thursday of this week, February 8th, and it's available to buy at the stadium or online. Also announced this week, the date for the season kickoff party presented by Transamerica that'll be held at Temple Nightclub on Wednesday, March the 21st. And so to our first interview with a man who, by his high standards set in 2016, did not have a great 2017. He scored twice, both in the same game, in making 17 appearances, just 12 starts. Compare that to the 25 starts, 26 appearances in 2016, during which he netted 9 in the regular season, plus 4 assists, as well as that wonder goal against LA Galaxy in the Western Conference semi-final second leg. He managed 40 shots on goal in 2016 and just 9 on target last season. And yet he's returned in 2018 in tip-top shape. And he's been speaking to Dylan Gannon, who began by asking how pre-season had shaped up so far.
Pretty good. So I think for our team, it's now very important that we know each other, we learn a little bit each other, because we have a lot of new players. So it's amazing. We work very, really hard. And I'm looking forward with these guys, because I think it's going to be a great year for us.
Two preseason games thus far. You've missed them with a little calf strain, but you're on the up and up. How's the team looking those two preseason games, and how excited are you to be out there pretty soon?
It was a little bit hard for me to see the players, because I want also play with these guys. But at the end, you saw it, they work very hard. And I'm looking forward, because I saw a lot of good things. And there's a result are not important now in the preseason.
Right.
Just to learn to know each other, which guy run, which body language, and. But again, the result are not important. And now with this amazing weather in Tucson, we can look forward, we can work hard.
Now, this is a different preseason than you've experienced in the past in MLS, with Champions League just a couple of weeks away. How does that affect you, knowing that, you know, you have a big tournament coming up before league play starts?
You can feel that also in the training session, that because we need every player to be ready. We start earlier than last year, so it's gonna be a good test for everybody before the season starts. Where is your fitness end? And I think it's good. It's good for the quality in the training session, because everybody is focused and want play. So we have a good level.
Now, like you've been saying, new players, new coach, new system. Have you been adjusting well to, you know, all those different changes?
Yes, for me it's a little bit easy, because I know how we want play. So I watch a lot of videos of his coaching. So, but at the end, it's like also this, we need time together because we are one team, and what the coach wants, we have to perform what he wants. And at the end, it's important that we are all on the same page. And yeah, how I said, the future is beautiful. I'm looking forward, and it's going to be great.
And what has Coach Hudson brought into the locker room? How has he changed the culture here?
A lot. It's very much professional. I know one say the other guys are not professional, something like that, but it's very different. He brings the fire in the locker room. He's when you see him in his eyes, so you see that he's a winner type, so he won't win every game. He won't lose time for nothing, so he's very professional, and also his stuff. So, yeah, for this part, we do everything, and now it's our part to perform good.
And, you know, again, new players, how have you seen them get acclimated in? How have you been adjusting with them as well?
Good. So I'm happy that they are here because they bring also quality to the team. And, also these guys need time. But at the end, they are super nice. They are really good teammates. So, very positive for the future with these guys. And I hope they can score and they can bring us a lot of scorer points in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Now, some fans may not know, if they followed you on Instagram, they knew. But you had an intense workout regimen in the off season. What went into that, and what made you want to come back just in incredible shape, to be honest?
It was a hard last season. I was maybe 5 months injured with all this time. So, and I said to me, in my season off, I have to work harder than the other guys. They make maybe a holiday, but I have to work because I won't bring my body in a good shape. So it was my goal. And I work every day two training sessions. It was not easy in the holiday, but at the end, I'm super happy that I'm in a good fitness, I'm in good shape. So, and now I can start and I can go crazy.
And perfect, we'll get you out of here. Again, you said last year didn't go the way you wanted it to. So what can we expect from Scouts and Gashi in 2018?
I think when I'm not injured, I will do my best for the team, of course. But at the end, we need all players together. It's not one-man show. We are a team, and we win together and we lose together. But what I do for me by myself, I'm super happy. I do a lot. I work a lot, so I can bring my best for the team.
Colorado Rapids 2018 season tickets are on sale now. Don't miss out on the action as the Rapids take the field for 17 home matches at Dick's Sporting Goods Park next season.
And it's Marlon Hairston in the blink of an eye. They're back on level terms. This is some contest.
Go to ColoradoRapids.com to find out about the exclusive season ticket member benefits, including meet the team party, game day experiences, and stadium discounts. Go to ColoradoRapids.com.
And the first game of the league season is March the 10th at New England Revolution. The first home game is match number 2 for the Rapids, with Sporting Kansas City, the visitors, on March the 24th. This part of the Rapids podcast is brought to you by Lunazul Tequila. Made using only the best ingredients and classic techniques, Lunazul Tequila, one sip, and you know. Well, this week's parting shot, in the week that a new head of US soccer was declared and all that followed the failure to qualify for this year's World Cup, it's noticeable how a certain glaze is being applied to the development of the game in this country. Take an article this week which boasted of one homegrown and 11 academy players being named to the USA's under-18 roster for a training camp and a friendly fixture with Costa Rica. And all of that is great, but what it failed to point out was that the other 12 players were not attached to MLS clubs, and of those 12, 6 were within the youth setup of European clubs, including Barcelona, Bayern Munich, Aston Villa, and Wolverhampton Wanderers. And for me, that is a little weakness in the project. I understand that in these times it's about the cup being half full, but the failure to acknowledge gaps in the system, believe everything is rosy, and ignore those danger signs has arguably led to the situation where the men's national team fell short of qualifying for what is, of course, the biggest single sporting event in the world. Nobody wanted to look at everything being anything but perfect. Now, in trying not to suggest the product is anything but successful, the head can become a little buried in the sand. But it's a double-edged sword. MLS development academies have done a wonderful job in introducing younger age groups. What this has allowed them to do, of course, is identify and acquire talent at a younger age in the hope that they can develop younger professionals. But as MLS develops better players from a younger age, we can expect those players to become targets of the bigger clubs, those that are in a position to acquire them at age 16, then whisk them away and have them operating in their system and ultimately shining in their domestic competition. Not all will have started in the US, of course. Circumstance may have taken them overseas at an even younger age, but the idea remains. Yes, it's great that the U18s have dipped into the Development Academy talent pool, but it should also be a concern that there is a noticeable increase of US eligible youngsters finding their way to Europe, bypassing the league in the USA. By all means, celebrate the success, but don't ignore the warning signs. Our second interview this week is with a young man who twice scored against the Rapids in 2017 while with Los Angeles Galaxy. He joined during the off-season, and Jack McBean explained to Dylan Gannon how that came about.
Obviously, you know, got traded early December, got the call from my agent that Colorado had traded for my rights, and, you know, I was ecstatic when he told me, and I'm really happy to be here. First 3 weeks have been pretty good, made some good progress, but there's a lot of work that is yet to come, and I'm excited for it.
Now, this has been a pretty intense preseason. I think that's kind of what everyone has had to say. What else has caught your eye about these first couple weeks?
It's been intense. There's a new system that, you know, the coach, you know, lays out for us, and it's complex, but it's not something that's too hard for us to understand. I think it's just new for a lot of the players, and, you know, both mentally and physically, it's been tough, but we're getting through it.
What specific targets do you personally have for the 2018 season?
I want to play a lot of first team games and hopefully score a lot of goals and help the team win. Most importantly, whether that's, you know, scoring goals, assisting, doing whatever I can to help the team win as many games as possible.
Now, some people may not know, but you spent some time over at Coventry City over there for a little bit. Just talk about that whole experience and how it's helped you progress.
Yeah, it was a 6-month loan. I was over there. It was a lot different. Just a style of play, a lot more direct, a lot more physical. But it was good. You know, it took about a month to adjust to it out there, and then, you know, I started to enjoy it. But it's definitely good to be back in MLS.
We saw this firsthand last year at Dick's Sporting Goods Park when you were in town. You know, knowing that you're a goal scorer, you have that brace. But given the opportunity, what will you offer this team?
Hopefully more of the same of that, you know. Just take advantage of my opportunities in front of goal. And, you know, I'll work hard for the team and be a team player.
And then finally, we get you out here. New player, new club, new coach, new system. Just a lot of new things going on for you. What approach are you taking to this to ensure that not only you are successful, but the team as well?
Just, you know, getting the little things right and focusing every day and trying to pick up new things every day and you know, little plays that happen so fast in the game that become reactionary rather than, you know, overthinking them or doing things like that.
Jack McBean with Dylan Gannon, and our apologies for the quality of the sound on that interview. Other news out of the club this week, goalkeeper Andrew Dykstra was signed from Sporting Kansas City on Thursday. He becomes the third keeper on the roster behind Tim Howard and Zach McMath. Now to our third and final interview, and this with a man who will know head coach Anthony Hudson very well. He played under Hudson for the New Zealand national side and arrives following a long stint with Ipswich Town. Tommy Smith landed in Colorado this week and has since made his way to catch up with his new teammates in Tucson. I chatted with him after training on Thursday, and I began with his thoughts on that first practice session with the Rapids.
Yeah, really good. Everyone's been so welcoming, and it's been really nice to obviously having the weight that I've had to get here and be amongst the lads for the first time.
And that kind of journey over to the US, I imagine you've had to go through lots of bureaucracy and red tape and visas and all of that. Has that just made you more eager to kind of get started, get the ball at your feet?
Yeah, definitely, because I think it's almost 3 weeks ago or just over 3 weeks ago when I actually signed, so it has been frustrating at times, But happy to finally be here and to be amongst the lads, as I said. And it's now time to get to know everyone and fit into amongst the group.
You say get to know everyone. There'll be a couple of faces at least that you'll know. I mean, obviously Tim Howard from his time in England, but Anthony Hudson, Darren Baisley, two coaches you'll know very well. What benefit will that be for you that you step into a side where you'll know the coach's routine?
Yeah, definitely a positive. Obviously, I know the way he likes to play football and the system that he likes to employ. So yeah, that's an advantage straight away. Obviously, the other lads that haven't played under him before will take a bit of time to adapt to those methods and ways of doing things. So that's obviously a benefit for me. And also a big draw for me coming here, knowing that I enjoy working under him and I enjoy the plan that he's got for the club, and speaking to Porig as well. You know, that the club is so ambitious, and hopefully I can help to contribute to that in a positive way.
Now, I know we saw you with the scarf above your head inside Dick's Sporting Goods Park from earlier in the week. How do the surroundings that you're in currently in Arizona, how does that compare to Suffolk and Portman Road and pre-season with Ipswich?
It's a bit warmer. We spend pre-season, I think the last 5 or 6 years with Ipswich, we'd spend pre-season in Ireland, so a bit of colder climes. But no, it's great to be here, and obviously I haven't seen a lot of sun for about 6 months now, so great to get the sun on the face, and just great to be back playing again, and looking forward to getting started. Obviously there's a game tomorrow, hoping to get some minutes in that and get the ball rolling.
And I know that one of the big areas that the squad has looked to strengthen, in terms, not just quality in terms of technique, but the mental strength as well. And they're looking to bring in winners, looking to bring in guys that hate losing. You would, I imagine, fit into that category. What sort of mentality do you think you can bring to this squad?
Yeah, definitely. And I think that comes from playing a lot of my career in England, you know, the pressures that come with not winning. You know, there's relegation over there, so if you're not winning football matches, your livelihood's at stake. And that's obviously a mentality that will stick with me here. I'll be driving the team on it as much as I can, as well as the other leaders in this team, to drive it on to win as many matches as possible to force our way into the playoffs.
And there'll be a few, again, players that you would have come up against, the likes of Jack Price is in there as well. Having that familiarity within the team, how important is that? Are you the kind of character that can fit in around like-minded football players?
Yeah, I'd like to think most football players are adaptable, you know. All through your younger career and as an adult, you move around, you play with different players and have to integrate into different groups. So that won't be a problem. It's obviously just a case of getting to know them, as I said, and everyone being on the same page with the way we want to play.
It's a big step. And yeah, obviously, I made the move almost 5 years ago. You've made the move from England. It's not like, you know, wandering down the road to an Aston Villa or a Wolverhampton Wanderers or a Blackburn within the English leagues. This is a big step. What made you think this was the right one?
Well, obviously the opportunity arose due to Anthony being here as the manager, and once I'd spoken to him and the ambition he had, coupled with the fact that I wasn't getting as many minutes as I would have liked at Ipswich, you know, it was a bit of a no-brainer for me. A fantastic opportunity to come out and play in a league that's growing rapidly every year. It gets better and better, and to be a part of that growth will be brilliant for me personally, and to experience living in the USA. You know, it's a great country, and myself and my wife are really looking forward to getting stuck into life over here.
Now, you'll not know, I've got a younger brother who lives in New Zealand, so there's that connection that you have with New Zealand, and I think he's in the minority. There's not too many Ipswich Town fans living in New Zealand. He is one of those, so I'm hoping that you being here is going to give him extra incentive to come over and visit us in Colorado. What is it that is kind of attracting you to the soccer here in Major League Soccer? You're going to get to do a lot of travelling to some big cities. What's enticed you with the quality of the game over here?
Like I said, obviously it's developing every year. We get it on TV over in England, then you watch the game and you can see it improving year on year. So to be a part of that growth, like I said earlier, is an exciting prospect, and to be a part of a team pushing for success in that league as well, you know, it'd be a great opportunity for me and the other people that have been brought in this season. You know, it's a great opportunity for us to stamp our authority and hopefully bring some success to the club.
Well, obviously, since you arrived, people will have done their homework on Tommy Smith. But born in Macclesfield, New Zealand international, just give us a quick summary of your footballing story.
Okay, so yeah, born in Macclesfield, England. Moved to New Zealand when I was 8 with my family. So I've spent a lot of my schooling years in New Zealand, which is a great country itself, and really enjoyed it there. But then I always wanted to be a professional footballer, and with having the UK passport alongside my New Zealand passport, it made the opportunity to go and test myself in England possible. Started having trials at Ipswich when I was 14, and then ended up signing for a full-time deal when I was 16, and obviously been there ever since up until now.
Wow, and so it is. It is a pull, and Ipswich is it's a wonderful part of the country, and they've got rich tradition going back to kind of the Bobby Robson era with the likes of John Walk and Mick Mills and those guys. What was it like to leave that and start? You know, we kind of brushed upon that, but that's a big pull as well. The fact that you had such a long time there as a very young lad to make that move.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. It wasn't a knee-jerk decision. You know, it took a lot of thought because my wife's actually from Ipswich herself, so she's never lived away. So it was a difficult decision to make, but we weighed up the pros and cons. And having done that, it was, like I said before, a no-brainer to come and test myself in this league and to experience life in another country before we have to settle down. There's no kids yet, so we can move around as we please at the moment before that comes around and puts a stopper on things. But no, just really looking forward to it, and I've heard such great things about Denver as a city, so really looking forward to living there.
You've obviously had your first training session. You won't have kind of taken in everything that there is around you with regards to the squad, but what have you seen from the lads so far? They've got they've had a few days there under the belt. They've had a few days in Arizona last week. Well, what stood out for you?
Just the attitudes. Everyone's really eager and willing to do what the gaffer wants, and that's all you can ask for, you know. If everyone's pulling in the right direction, it will click eventually. So looking forward to seeing how that pans out tomorrow in that situation, and just excited to see the calibre of the squad.
And finally, you know, the difference this time of the year, you've come in here mid-season in England. It's at the start of the season in Major League Soccer. That should give you a bit of an edge. This is not kind of a pre-season in the real sense, that you've had some season under your belt.
Yeah, definitely. So I've come in fairly fit. Obviously, I haven't actually kicked the ball for 3 weeks before today, because since I signed, I couldn't train anywhere, which is a little bit of a blessing in disguise, because that'll mean I have a three-week break almost. So I won't be going all the way through from June, pre-season started in England, all the way through to October, November, December. So, yeah. It's just great to be here, as I said.
There you've heard from Tommy Smith. And that wraps up this week's podcast. We also got word from Jack McBean and Shkeltsen Gashi. Wonderful insight on the official Rapids podcast as we head toward the new season. The Rapids have two more games before tackling Toronto against Sporting Arizona this Friday, followed by Phoenix Rising next Wednesday. And that game will be streamed live, and you'll be able to see the lads on the various social media platforms as well as coloradorapids.com. And I suspect with the Toronto game then just 6 days away following the match against Phoenix Rising, we could see a lineup similar to the one that'll face the treble-winning Canadian team at Dick's Sporting Goods Park. If you want to see live action before then, head to Commerce City this Saturday. The Rapids Development Academy continue their respective seasons after the winter break. They're up against Texans FC Houston, weather permitting, between 9 and 2 this Saturday on Field 8 at Dick's Sporting Goods Park. We'll have more from inside the Rapids camp in next week's show. As always, many thanks for your company, but until then, it's goodbye for now.
The Rapids podcast is presented by Advocare, the official sports nutrition partner of the Colorado Rapids.